are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. Not only because my house is full of sick children, and it's nice to get away from that, but because I've got just masses of great music, including a few that I get to cross off of my want list, some huge surprises, and a ton of really special pieces that I picked up at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl in Osborne Village, 187 Osborne Street. I gotta give him a plug because over the last month or so, Brent, the owner of the shop's been supplying me with some fantastic stuff. I mean, can you argue with this?
I am
Right? You see what I'm talking about? At the top of that set, I had a band called The Francettes on the Valiant label with a track called Wham. The flip side of that is a real girl group track, which I'll probably fit in later, but what a smack, pow, bang, pop, kraken number. Followed that with the incomparable D.D. Sharp, Rock Me in the Cradle of Love on the Cameo label. That's a dance track if I ever heard one. And finished everything off with Tracy Day, Here Comes the Boy, on the Amy label. The way that Amy printed some of their records, it was printed directly onto the vinyl in the center. And if it rubbed up against the record next to it, it would pretty much just rub away the label. And that's what's happened in this case. And on first sight, you might say, oh, that's a nasty looking record. But in the booth of truth, as I like to call the recording booth here, you get to hear exactly what's coming out of those grooves. No filters, no cleanup, nothing, that's it. And I've had records that look absolutely mint that I've played on the show that have had hisses or background noise, and you never know why that's happening. But all three of those, they're going into my DJ box for sure, as well as the next one, which, if you don't know about this, it might just break your world.
Everywhere I go, you know, bad luck follows Miami. As soon as I get my fare, I know I'm gonna find a pretty girl there in Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
I'll find a pretty girl down there.
Cha-cha-cha.
They know how to love you and treat you right. They have a beach party every night in Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
They've got them pretty girls down there. I've been to Atlanta and Kansas City too. I love the things that them folks do. But let me tell you people about this place I know. If you ain't been to Miami, that's the place to go. To Miami.
To Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
To Miami.
To Miami.
To Miami.
They got them pretty girls down there. Back to Miami and get myself some new. De Leon done found a fountain there. I declare now it's the truth. In Miami.
In Miami.
It's in Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
They got them pretty girls down there. Ooh, messing. Where my ticket and thing? I want a jet stream ladder. A non-stop thing.
So if you thought that huge hit that George Harrison had back in 1987 with Got My Mind Set on You was an original George Harrison track, well, sorry, not sorry. It was originally done by James Ray. I have it on the Canadian Congress label, and I'm pretty excited. That one was on my want list followed that with Eugene Church, a track called Miami from 1959. Real R&B titty shaker, came out on the Class label. I have it on the Canadian Delta label. And if you have Tequila by the Champs and you flip it over, you'll find a track called Train to Nowhere, which is what I played there on the Challenge label.
I forgot where I live, I forgot where we go, I forgot what I know. Oh, believe me.
gritting British blues from Ian Whitcomb and Bluesville, track called Fizz on the Capitol label. Dig that combination of guitar and harmonica with those crazy jungle drums in the background. Cool number. After that, Butch Engel and the Sticks, in no way related to Mr. Roboto Sticks, but spelled the same, S-T-Y-X. Track's called Going Home on Loma, both written and produced by Ron Elliott of the Bo Brummels, who is not in the band, but did write more than just a couple of their tracks. Finished everything off with Question Mark and the Mysterians, Do Something to Me on Cameo.
see ya. I've heard a lot about you. Now that I'm here, I want you to tell me, can you find a chick for me? You got the biggest airport for the fastest planes in New York. Got the Harlem Tunnel and those subway trains in New York.
New York.
You got two policemen walking on your beach. That's what I heard.
New York.
New York. 8 million people walk down your streets. Right here. Find that chick for me. You know the latest plays a home Broadway in New York.
New York City.
And people from everywhere are here to stay. Especially
New York City.
Pretty good. And give me anything if I've got the price. That's what I heard.
New York City.
In New York. Find a chick for me. I went down the shore.
Searching,
yes, I did.
Searching,
and I tried to look down.
Searching,
even went down to Miami, Florida. Yeah.
Searching,
I've been searching everywhere.
Searching,
yeah. And I want you to
tell me,
can you find a chick for me?
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Bobby Bennett, Baby Try Me, is the name of that track. On the Filet of Soul label, I got that one from my friend Ben Schulman through eBay, having bid on about four other records and getting outbid on each one. That is the one I actually won. Trying to get him some funds to buy a house, help him out with some record buying. That one is absolutely astounding. I played the flip side of it at the end of that set, a track called Big New York. And in between, I played the Orlons from 1967, a slower tempo but Northern Soul, without a doubt, track called Everything. And as a surprise to me, because anything I've ever found of the Orlons has been on the Cameo label, this one is on the ABC label. So I guess about 66, 67, they left Cameo for whatever reason and went to ABC. We'll be right back.
tell you, huh? Much more music, power! Doggone the thing with a flame, huh? Much more music, 'cause I'm a rockin', rockin' for you, baby. Yeah, I'm a sockin', sockin' for you, baby. The thing across to ya, I'm here rocking. The thing across to ya, hey, hey, yeah, 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 baby. Hey, hey, yeah, 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 baby. Hey, hey, yeah. Think, baby, you are out there rocking with the fling, baby. Get on the beat and kind of move your dancing feet. Get the rhythm on to ya, 'cause I'm sucking on to ya. Hey, hey, yeah, 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 baby. You know, look at here. I'm standing here singing to you, huh? You folks out there, smash it in, huh?
Sweet boy, I didn't need.
The Butterfingers started everything off there, which is a pared-down version of Robbie Lane and the Disciples from Toronto. They were asked to record a radio jingle for Curtis Candy Company's Baby Ruth candy bars at Hallmark Studios in Toronto. But after major listener response to the jingle, Stan Cleese released it as a single on the Red Leaf label. So here it is, simply titled Baby Ruth by the Butterfingers, no mention of Robbie Lane and the Disciples, on the Red Leaf label. The flip side is another instrumental, equally as cookin', and I will play that in a future date. Followed that up with a bit of a shocker and I think a very underappreciated record. That's Dave and Ansel Collins with a Jamaican soul number called Doing Your Own Thing, recorded in 1971 in England, released on the Techniques label. And despite the fact that it's got that reggae backbeat, it's still, to me, a soul song. The flip side, however, very ska reggae track called Karate. Again, I'll play that in the future as well. Finished everything off by digging into the vaults and pulling out one of my all-time favorites, Mel Britt. She'll Come Running Back on the FIP or FIP label.
So whatever she for sure. Don't let yourself get so uptight. We're gonna get this love and take it.
We're gonna get this love and shake it upside down. It's been a show.
The track at the top there is called Ah Soul by the Fireballs on the Quality label, but I gotta tell ya, I don't find that track to be in any way soul. So I've been looking at this and thinking, they obviously named it that just to play around with the words. Seriously, what a bunch of assholes. The track that followed I had to do a lot of investigating into. It's called Soulful Morning by Richard Curtis, and it's on the Avco Embassy label. Seems to have only come out in Canada. And Richard Curtis, as far as I can tell, was in Crazy Horse, who very often backed Neil Young. Now, Crazy Horse is considered an American group, but there were a few Canadians, Neil Young, of course, being one of them. But Rick Curtis and his brother Michael Curtis were both in the group from 1969, and it seems as though Rick tried his hand at a solo career with an album called The Rick Curtis Affair, which spawned only a couple of singles, which only came out in Canada. Finished everything off with Preston Epps, the most insane bongo player ever. Those bongo breaks are nuts. That's a track that I was aware of because I have a cover of it by the Incredible Bongo Band on the Flip Side of Bongolia. That one's called Bongo Rock. I have it on the Rio label. Came out on Original Sound in the US.
Just got to
sweet loving.
Flip the record over and play the B-side. B-side. B-side.
One record with two sides that are so fantastic, I had to play them both. That's Chuck Overton. The first side's called I'm So Thankful. The second side, Is It Possible? They're on the Cap label, and that's a really great example of modern soul crossover. Northern soul that crosses over into the modern production quality that was happening in the mid-70s. That one is from 1970, but really is leaning towards the disco production quality and getting away from the less refined R&B quality. And there are positives to both sides of that coin. So we heard some girl groups, some Northern Soul, some R&B, lots of instrumentals. I'm going through all the instrumentals that I've been putting aside. They just keep piling up, and I'm going to pepper them through a little bit more in the coming weeks. But don't worry, there's a nice variety of stuff, as there has been today. A little bit of Jamaican soul, a little bit of bongo craziness, a little bit of everything. And I'm going to leave you off with a little bit more of something else. Some jazz, some mod jazz, Hammond jazz, Richard Groove Holmes. Track's called Living Soul on the Prestige label. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. We'll be right back.